This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to resisting unlawful activities carried out to promote disorder and communal disharmony. Three active variants of dengue detected in Nepal. Dengue cases reported all over the country except Humla district. And U.S. calls the recent Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza horrifying. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reaffirmed the government's commitment to discouraging anarchy. Speaking at the graduation ceremony for Armed Police Force APF inspectors at the National APF Training Academy at Mata Tirtha in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister expressed the government's commitment to resisting unlawful activities designed to promote disorder and communal disharmony. The Prime Minister congratulated the graduates and promised to amend existing laws to improve facilities for APF personnel and enhance their performance. The Prime Minister commended the Armed Police Force role in strengthening border security and emphasized the need to expand the organization's capacity. On the same occasion, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak said training and updated technologies are needed to deal with new security challenges. The Home Minister pleased that the ministry would leave no stone unturned to facilitate making policy provisions and implement them to strengthen the organization. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has assured that employees of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television will not face injustice when the two institutions get transformed into a public service broadcasting institution. At a festival greeting event organized by the Nepal Television Employees Union for the upcoming festivals including Tihar, Nepal Samvat and Chhat, Minister Gurung emphasized that the transition of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a public service broadcasting PSB institution would enhance their capabilities and competitiveness. He also emphasized the importance of NTV World Channel in promoting Nepal's identity abroad and announced the government's plan to launch an international broadcasting channel soon. Also speaking on the occasion, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Radhika Arial, stated that public service broadcasting regulations would be developed with the suggestions from all employees of both organizations. Likewise, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Amarthos Lama, expressed happiness and pride that country would soon have an established public broadcasting institution and stressed the need for proper support for the staff of both the organizations. Meanwhile, speaking at a meeting with the newly elected Working Committee of Nepal Forum of Environment Journalists at the Ministry yesterday, Communication Minister Gurung stated that the works of development and environmental protection should be carried out simultaneously. Three active variants of dengue have been detected in Nepal. Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, the chief of the Vector-Borne Disease Control Section of the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, confirmed that stereotype 1, stereotype 2 and stereotype 3 variants of dengue are active in Nepal. He added that dengue cases have been reported all over the country except Humla district. More than 27,000 dengue cases have been reported in the country while 11 people died due to dengue infection. The second biggest festival of Nepali people, Tihar, also known as Yam Panchak, has started. The first day of the five-day-long Tihar festival, Kak Tihar, is being celebrated today. According to the mythology, the crow called Kag in Nepali is considered to be a messenger of the Hindu deity of Death Yamaraj. Crows are worshipped on Kak Tihar and are fed different delicacies. Police have arrested four persons, including a Malaysian national, for fraudulent activities deceiving people aspiring for foreign employment. Police arrested Mohammed Rizwan bin Abdullah, a 51-year-old Malaysian citizen, while conducting interviews without taking permissions from the government in a hotel situated in Lahan Municipality 4. Similarly, police also arrested 42-year-old Rama Sankar Yadav, 25-year-old Ram Bharat Yadav and 39-year-old Surya Narayan Dov from Lahan in the same connection. Police say the investigation regarding the case is going on. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has urged agricultural scientists and technicians to focus their attention to identify new crop diseases and problems. Inspecting the Nepal Agricultural Research Council's Directorate of Agriculture Research in Khajura of Baki yesterday, Minister Adhikari called on agricultural scientists and technicians to carry out activities being close to farmers in order to increase agro-production. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal has stressed the need for additional research and studies on environmental and geological aspects for the effective management of natural disasters. Speaking at a program organized by the Nepal Geological Society yesterday, Transport Minister Dahal said the lack of geographical and environmental assessments while making infrastructure development has worsened damage from natural disasters. According to the minister, the recent rain-induced disasters had affected 39 highways at 811 points across the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 93 people have died after an Israeli airstrike on the town of Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. According to the BBC, the Hamas-run health ministry has said that the United States has called the incident horrifying. The State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. was deeply concerned by the loss of civilian life in the incident. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has been operating in northern Gaza during past 2 weeks, particularly in the areas of Jabalia, Beit Lahia and Beit Hanan. The IDF raided the hospital last week, saying it was being used by Hamas fighters. Spain has been hit by torrential rain and hailstorms triggering flash flooding across multiple regions. According to the BBC, the bodies have been recovered after torrential rain caused flash floods in southeastern Spain. The leader of the Valencia region, Carlos Mazon, has said that the dead bodies have been found, but out of respect for the families, the further data will not be provided. Now on to some sports update. The All Nepal Football Association, ANFA, has started to sell the tickets for the final match of the Women's SAF Championship Football Tournament. The final match is taking place at the Dasrath Stadium at Tripureshwar today from 6:30 p.m. ANFA spokesperson Suresh Shah said that tickets will be sold outside the gate of the Army headquarters at Bhadrakali, Kathmandu and Jawlakhel Sports Ground in Lalitpur. The tickets have been made available for sale from 8 a.m. this morning. Nepal has won the match against Scotland by 5 wickets in Dallas, USA under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series. Choosing to field first after winning the toss, Nepal restricted Scotland to only 50 runs in 15 overs after taking 3 early of wickets. For Nepal, Karan Kesi, Sompal Kami and Sandeep Lamithani took 1 wicket each. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Kandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Kandaki province and at one or two places of hilly region of rest of the province. At present, there is an influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to resisting unlawful activities carried out to promote disorder and communal disharmony. 3 active variants of dengue detected in Nepal. Dengue cases reported all over the country except Humla district. And U.S. calls the recent Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza horrifying. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.